Jensen was originally charged with using his state office to run political campaigns back in 2002, but his attorneys want to use a law the governor signed in 2007 to move Jensen's retrial to a potentially friendlier audience. That law, which created Wisconsin's new Government Accountability Board, calls for legislators to be tried in their home counties. In the past, they were always tried where the crimes allegedly occurred. That's why Jensen's first trial had a Dane County judge, jury, and prosecutor. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard told reporters after a brief hearing this morning that there's no grounds to move this case for the retrial.
In part, it has to do with the fact that the Government Accountability Board didn't exist until yesterday, and this case predated that. In addition, it's not the type of case that the legislator intended to include in the change in venue.
Jensen's attorneys had no comment this morning. Judge David Flanagan called the issue extremely important and set another hearing for February. Jensen had been sentenced to 15 months in prison, but he never served a day and was granted a retrial late last year. An appeals court ruled that Jensen's jury had been given faulty instructions and that his judge unnecessarily stifled Jensen's own testimony. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.